AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump claims India's leader has personally assured him his nation will stop buying Russian oil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
That would boost pressure on Moscow to negotiate ending the Ukraine war, with Russia relying on energy sales to fund its military might.
There will be no oil. He's not buying his oil from Russia.
The president says Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi told him as much, though the Indian embassy here in Washington did not immediately react. India is the second biggest buyer of Russian oil.
That's a big stop. Now we got to get China to do the same thing.
The president's due to meet here with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Friday. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
As the government shutdown enters its 16th day, Senate Democrats are set to reject a stopgap spending bill that would reopen the government, insisting they won't back away from demands that Congress take up health care benefits. Speaking on Fox News, New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani publicly apologized for language he's used in the past to criticize the New York Police Department. The Democratic nominee also sent a message to President Trump saying he's willing to speak at any time to lower the cost of living. And Trump has confirmed he's authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations inside Venezuela.
I authorized for two reasons, really. Number one, they have emptied their prisons into the United States of America.
He also said he's considering carrying out land operations. And Wall Street was on track to open with gains as markets continue to focus on corporate earnings. French Prime Minister Sebastian Lecornu has survived two no-confidence votes that could have toppled his fragile new government. More on this story at APNews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had four hits and one of his team's five homers in a 13-4 Blue Jays rout of the Mariners to pull within 2-1 in their American League Championship Series. NBA, the Sacramento Kings agreed on a 5-year, $140 million contract extension with forward Keegan Murray. 2017 MVP Russell Westbrook is also joining Sacramento for his 18th season. Former Rookie of the Year and Sixth Man of the Year Malcolm Brogdon has retired after 9 seasons. NFL, 49ers, Pro Bowlers Brock Purdy and George Kittle return to practice. In college football, Alabama's Ty Simpson edged out Indiana's Fernando Mendoza for first-team quarterback on the AP Midseason All-America team. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.